Hello, this is Reverend Booker, and we're going to be starting any second. The Reverend is in, starting any second. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anybody interested.
Always remember to fast and pray. Help one another as you trot along the way. Children, your parents, you must obey. Mr. Fiku, we go up, man, as Andre. Should I never this your granny for one day? Take off the amp, put the bandit down.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we are going to have a very special show to remember, a show about a very Mad Max, about a very sick road warrior, about an anti-Semitic drunk driver with a big mouth, the man who does not want to collaborate with the Reverend's film project, The Passion of the Santa. Yes, tonight the theme is Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver. We're going to have a lot of fun and tunes with that swerving racist road warrior himself, Mel Gibson. And first, we're going to start off light and easy and play him one of our softer songs that goes out to him tonight. This is the Bloodhound Gang, and the song is called I Hope You Die.
You must die. I alone am best.
Whatever happens next is all a blur, but is for apple. B is for...
Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your bathroom. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
It's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it right now, don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't all fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't even wait. We might just turn you on.
moving around in a trench coat with the Saturn on trail. Seems to be all around, it's dim and they're palely pale. Driving on down to the beach to see the blue and the grey. Seems to be all on its rosy, it's a beautiful day. Will you please keep on the track? 'Cause I almost want you back. 'Cause I know what you are a gigolo, aren't you? You're the gigolo, aren't you? Yes, I know what you are a gigolo, aren't you? You're the gigolo, aren't you? Jail. Seems to be all on its rosy, it's a beautiful day. Will you please keep on the track? 'Cause I almost want you back. 'Cause I know what you are a gigolo, aren't you? You're the gigolo. We'll be right back.
The person who has just put the Reverend shows at Radio 4 All, radio and the numeral 4, radio4all.net, who goes by The Flock with no Shepherd. And so we're going to sample some of his mixing with a little bit of the Reverend Robert Tilton fart tapes, I believe the fourth one, a little Frank Zappa, and a little bit of me, Reverend Bookburn, going back to March when the Reverend interviewed God on the Go to Your Jesus Right Now show. Here is The Flock with no Shepherd.
And then...
Hallelujah! Come on, everybody shout with me. Hallelujah!
But learning how to release... your faith. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I just heard the Lord say, it is a spirit.
Are people, and they are basically bad.
Yeah, because failure is the natural state of human nature. You know, to succeed is the rare thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a failure. You can fail. Get used to it.
I think that life itself is so absurd because the human species was a mistake. I'm convinced of it. That if there is a God, he really fucked up when he made people. Because there's only one thing that human beings can do, and that's kill. They do that exquisitely well and better than any other species. They like to make a mess, they like to kill, they like to make trouble. That's why the species will eventually just obliterate itself and the world will be safe once again for cockroaches and moss. Imagining a character with a long white beard who knows what's in everyone's heart and will make sure that the good people get their reward when they die. I think that this is dangerous propaganda. Being honest is
very out of fashion. Nobody wants to do that anymore because it's easier to lie and to chisel on the side, and you'll go farther, faster, if you're a fake person.
There's this great deity who has no sense of timing or punctuality, as always. All right. Hello, God. Are you here to address the book burners? Thank you. Okay, well, you're God, so I guess it would be silly for me to tell you to sit down or talk into the microphone or whatever. But the book burners want to hear from you. And so do the charming humans who send the Reverend all of that Jesus spam and all that other kind of shit that comes in by email. And they want to hear from you. And all of the people who think that you don't permit them to hurry up, leave this earth, leave this life, and go to you. They think you don't want them to hurry that up or cause it to happen. Or cause it to happen immediately. Okay, here, take it.
To join my boy and bring your yourselves to us immediately. It is my will.
Alright, thank you, God. Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask you if that end part was you talking in tongues. And if so, what exactly is your almighty tongue like? No, he's gone. I wanted him to answer the question. But, alright. Alright, goodbye, God. God is not going to tell us what his tongue is like. So we'll have nothing to go on except pure speculation and projection. All right.
Stop!
Okay, you heard Chuck D, Henry Rollins and Friends doing Rise Above from the Rise Above release, benefiting the West Memphis 3. Before Rise Above, you heard the No WTO combo doing Let's Lynch the Landlord. Flock with No Shepherd from his Microdose sampler did presented Robert Tilton's fourth Holy Fart tape, Frank Zappa on God, and Reverend Bookburn interviews God from March of this year on the Go To Your Jesus Right Now show. Sid Barrett did Gigolo Ant. Funkadelic did Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. And we started off with a nice, tender song for Mel Gibson entitled I Hope You Die. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org. And fairly consistently, almost weekly. And last week, it was incredible fun doing Ken Lay's funeral show, Everybody Gets Laid, which was late and a long time coming, but it was a show I was so pumped to do that even with the Reverend's own individual reasons for missing a couple of weeks and Radio Volta being down a couple of weeks and a significant amount of time following the death of corporate criminal Enron CEO, friend of the Bush family, worst fucking scumbag than 150,000 common criminals combined in the last 50 years, Ken Lay's passing, we still wanted to give him a nice reverend funeral service. And big thanks to people who gave feedback to that show. And we were also going to do a late theme in honor of Rush Limbaugh getting detained briefly at an airport for improperly prescribed Viagra as he returned home from his vacation in the Dominican Republic. And Rush Limbaugh running amok in the Dominican Republic with Viagra is mental imagery that we certainly do not need. However, we were going to have a great fun show for that, but enough time had passed. The show wasn't planned in advance, and we just wanted to jump right into the Mel Gibson theme. Tonight the theme is Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver. And in case you've been hiding in Dickless Cheney's cave or a deep bunker, the lines of the Jews caused every war throughout history, and are you a Jew, and comment about one of the women police officers at the station, something about, I think he called her sugar tits, and he was just generally acting like a horse's ass. And we decided tonight the theme would be Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun with that. Some great tunes with Mel in mind. And a lot of laughs. Plus we have news and updates and the usual shenanigans. So you definitely want to stay tuned for the show. There is no show next Sunday night, September 3rd. We are off. Returning in 2 weeks. And that will be September 10th. And, of course, September 10th is one day before September 11th. And it's not just the usual September 11th anniversary. It's 5 years, which, if you're not from American culture, if you're listening somewhere else in the world, it's especially a big to-do in this part of the world. It's 5 years, it's 10 years, since whatever. And so the usual propagandistic bullshit that accompanies the anniversary of that tragic event, the exploitation of it by the Bush regime, by the religious right wing, by total assholes like Rudy Giuliani, all that exploitation, all that manipulation from the corporate media, the selling of retard ribbons, flags, crosses, all that stuff is exploiting people's natural humanity for the people who were affected by that tragedy or lost in that tragedy, and manipulating it into a very ugly agenda. And it's going to be intensified. The propaganda, the corporate media, all of the bullshit is going to be intensified for the 5-year anniversary of September 11th. And we are going to give it our all to provide another voice the night before on September 10th. So that will be a show to remember. And since we did come a long way, since it was necessary for the Reverend 6 months after September 11th in March 2002 to do the Deprogram America show, a lot of what we called for on that specific show has come a little closer to reality. More and more people are awake to the realities of the Bush regime, the famous preachers of the Christian version of the Taliban types of people, the censors, the power freaks, the sociopaths that have been manipulating, and either for greed or just some kind of sick war criminal. A lot of that shit is exposed. We're going to give it a little further push on September 10th. And let's see, we have some other good future themes. The Reverend had the pleasure of being at a Catholic funeral since the last show. And for some reason, there was an absolute outburst in creativity. And here I am scribbling on papers and coming up with not just the theme titles, but all kinds of the content and getting it done. So after the September 11th show on September 10th, we're going to do a theme that's going to be repeated. So this is going to be a first installment. We're going to do white illegal aliens and the illegal alien issue from the point of view of Native Americans. And I think you can already tell in advance where that will be heading. And since the Lord has permitted the Reverend to travel back in time, meet well-known people throughout history, observe past events in history, the execution of Sacco and Vanzetti, Holy Crusades, and on and on. And the Lord actually escorting the Reverend back in time, we're going to present the findings and deal with the people and past events on the theme show, Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. Also, since the Reverend met the priest who conducted the funeral that was attended this past week, the Reverend had a battery of ideas jotting down on these little pieces of paper. And we're going to have another theme show that's going to be another one that you will remember for a very long time, entitled Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers. And another one, Human Services Needs the Military Budget. If that needs explanation, then you really need to listen to that show tentatively. And let's see. That's all I'm going to announce in advance. So unless something happens, like Rush gets busted with another illegally prescribed bottle of Viagra, another war, the dumb fuck in the White House chokes on another pretzel, or something else that just begs to be an instant theme on the show, where Pat Robertson says yet another fuckhead remark, then we will go with those themes on the future shows. And all of this is regularly updated, along with rantings, all of the playlists, all kinds of great links, and show news at reverendbookburn.com. And it's like one word, reverendbookburn.com. And at reverendbookburn.com is a link to the shows that are recent. Like, at reverendbookburn.com, there's a lot of shows, including what several, including myself, consider the best Reverend Bookburn show ever, the March 2002 Deprogram America show, which is at the upper right link with an ear next to the Dancing Jesus that says Audio Archives. And those are shows that go up to around a year ago. But at today's posting at reverendbookburn.com, there is a link to a site that is within the AINFOS project called Radio for All, radio4all.net. And there's three shows so far, as well as an altered version of the Reverend's silly public service announcements for AU, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. The shows are Res Erection, which was also called Dumya's Unbirthday Party, Kenley's Funeral Show, Everybody Gets Laid, and Marlon Solar Memorial Tribute 1 year later. All of that is at radio4all.net. There's a link at reverendbookburn.com. And since these assholes who run CNN wanted to whip up the kind of hysteria they always whip up when elections are coming, like the 2004 election, like, look, we're going to show Bin Laden on TV 10 times a day, you know, because the Bush regime and the Bin Laden leadership of those kinds of groups love each other. If there was ever a symbiotic relationship, if there was ever two entities that absolutely need and feed off each other, it's the Bushies and the Bin Ladens. And CNN did a special called Know Your Enemy. And the Reverend doesn't like for the people of North America to kind of have Disney-esque Fantasyland glasses put in front of people's eyes. So we have a Know Your Enemy link regarding the much more dangerous big league terrorists, as defined as massacrists of civilians in the Bush regime, and that's linked at reverendbookburn.com, as well as all of the hilarious Mel Gibson links, and of course the movie that is worthwhile. There's two movies to talk about. One is worthwhile. One is not worthwhile. Not worthwhile is the brand new Oliver Stone film entitled World Trade Center. It is well made. It is moving. Nobody with a human heart cannot be affected by the humanity of the film. And if it was made by somebody other than Oliver Stone, we would say, most likely, it's okay. But the fact that it's Oliver Stone makes it a bigger disappointment, because no significant questions were raised. None of the questions that you would expect him to be first in line in the film industry to ask. Stuff that even Joe and Joanne Ignoramus already know to ask, like, what did they know in advance? How much did they know in advance? What about the Saudis? When all aircraft was grounded, how come Bin Laden family members who were in the same international oil conglomerate as two generations of Bushes, the Carlyle Group, Why were they flown out of the country? And so many other questions. You know, who was that man occupying donated apartment space in New York City that was donated for exhausted 9/11 rescue workers? Oh, it was Mayor Rudy Giuliani using it to meet his affair mistress at the time. None of this shit. No necessary questions that are largely ignored in the corporate media were raised, and even worse, some of the bullshit, some of the stereotypes, myths, the lies of the war, specifically that there was a connection between September 11th and the Iraq War. There is none. That is as big a lie as the lie that is still repeated by Rick Santorum, that we know there are weapons of mass destruction. We know it. World Trade Center, well made and moving, but not recommended, and does not ask any of the relevant omitted questions. But what is significant is Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, and that is online at iraqforsale.org. All right, no more movie talk. Again, check out ReverendBookburn.com for updates. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback, future theme ideas or contributions, or to say that you found something on the Reverend's want list, like a copy of Merchants of Cool or the original John and Yoko produced The Pope Smokes Dope, released by David Peel, or any of that kind of stuff, write to the Reverend, or for any reason except to send spam, unless it's funny Jesus spam, or what the Reverend really loves, cartoons. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Enron Ho, war criminal, terrorist Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And let's see, we have some flyers here at Radio Volta that are on tables next to miscellaneous band flyers and stickers and stuff that says KKK not welcome in Pennsylvania. The Ku Klux Clowns will be holding their rally in Gettysburg. Let's greet them Philly style. Gordon Young, pictured Grand Wizard of the World Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, based in his hometown of Sharpsburg, Maryland, is planning to bring his paltry band of followers to Gettysburg National Military Park for a rally this Labor Day weekend. We do not intend to allow this scum to go on without a response, and we are urging all to come out to oppose their presence and make sure they and the world know that this band of domestic terrorists will not be allowed to function in any way. I doubt if they can function in any way, but that is speculation on this clergy person's part. Saturday, September 2nd, 2006, at 1 p.m., the lawn of the Cyclorama Center at Gettysburg National Military Park, Gettysburg, PA, approximately 3 hours away from Philadelphia by car. Email noclaninpa, one word, noclaninpa at hotmail.com. And, all right. Let's do some Mel Gibson stuff, and then I'm dying to get into this playlist because there is so much worthwhile in the song selections. And, of course, we have some of the songs from the excellent Rushy, or what is it called? Limp Dick Rushy's Excellent Vacation. which we were going to do, but somehow that just didn't happen because we were just off too many. So that's cool. But I do want to get to the music. But here's the letter from Steven Spielberg. August 1st, 2006. Dear Mr. Gibson, I am one Jew who doesn't accept your apology today. I don't accept it because you have spit on the graves of the Goldwins, the Warners, the Mayers, the Cones, the Foxes, the Thalbergs, the Selznicks, the Zuckers, and the thousands of other Jews, both living and dead, who have made your questionable career possible. When you do get out of rehab and recount your millions, please consider how much of your fortune you would have if you had made your true feelings known when you were starting out in the film industry. You are a despicable human being, one that doesn't even have the sense to realize that he has repeatedly bitten the hand that fed him. Whatever you or your publicity agents say today does not even begin to redress your long-standing theories about the Jewish people. Apparently, the apple does not fall far from the tree. If you haven't yet distanced yourself from your father's views of the Holocaust, why should the Jewish community meet with you or believe anything you have to say now? Your words are a thinly veiled attempt to admit that you really messed up this time and you want to cover yourself so that you can continue to be adored and further your revenue stream. The truth is, you are an unreformed, unrepentant, anti-Semite of the worst kind, and your hollow outreach is worth less than the price of your next drink, which will surely find itself in your hands before long. I'm buying. Of course, if I am wrong, you could start by donating $1 million today to the State of Israel in her time of need. Surely that is a small public relations price to pay for a man of your stature who, quote, honors all of God's children, end quote. Steven Spielberg, New Rochelle, New York. All right, thank you, Steven Spielberg, for writing a letter to Mad Max, Mr. Gibson, the crazed road warrior. Okay. Enough about this Mel Gibson shit. For the time being, let us play a song for him. We have a lot of special stuff to play in this set. We're going to play a song for Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott is a friend of the Reverend's, a friend of the show, and is undergoing life changes, coming out of a dark cloud, and is now shining. And that is one of several items of great things to celebrate tonight. So we're going to celebrate Mr. Scott coming out of a deep, dark hole and shining and going through great life changes. And he's been a tremendous, less public than Marlon and the others, asset to the show, as well as a great friend. And we're going to play him as a band he really likes, called Cradle of Filth. And of course, we're going to start off with a song for Melly Mel himself. But we want to acknowledge also the freedom of Rene Boget. There's a full text of an email that was sent to the Rene Boget mailing list. She is a medical marijuana refugee or exile in Canada, and has been for over 5 years. Friends with Todd McCormick and the great and late author Peter McWilliams, author of Ain't Nobody's Business If You Do, The Absurdity of Consensual Crimes in a Free Society. And she fled fascism when facing a mandatory minimum extreme sentencing in her medical marijuana charges fled fascism, crossed the border to the north into Canada, has had to fight extradition and all kinds of legal battles. That is now over. She is a free woman. So to Renee, to her spouse, to her child, we say that we are elated to hear this. We are proud of the fact that Book Burners have been a consistent part of the support and campaign and calls for expanded support for the last 5 years. And we are doing backflips over your newfound freedom. And we're going to play you a cannabis song. But first, let's play a song for Melly Mel. Although this CD looks like it's old and wanting to get screwed up. But if it plays right, we're going to play a nice new drinking song for Melly Mel, entitled Drunk.
Drunk. Drunk. Drunk. It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night, we'll be swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, miss the whole darn bed. Drunk. 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 Gin is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and you just can't go. Reach for the knob, miss the whole darn door. Drunk. 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 Low down dog's life spent on a ball. Dust till dawn and that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk. 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 Keeps on drinking, takes all my gold. Every Monday morning my head is sore. Whiskey, gin and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try it just one more time. Drunk. 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 Drunk.
and smokes a bowl.
A point where we can't turn back. Let's lose the gun, let's lose the bomb. Stop the corporate culture. our families get killed?
Not a damn one, so what's the deal?
It's time to lead the way and de-escalate. Lose the weapons of mass destruction and the hate. Say, ooh, ah, what the White House doing? Oh no, see what they got blew in.
I'm not pro-pushing, I'm not pro-Saddam. We need these fools to remain calm. George Bush, you're looking like Zoolander. Trying to play tough for the camera.
Lighten things up and talk about abortion. You know, I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing and see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children and see if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen it? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. Can't we once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying, idiot fucks? I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. Does my penis make me a bad boy? That's what they told me. Please, give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. The ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. It's like, what does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. What, do we got to have her stuffed? What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. And I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? And people say, well, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about at all about abortion. It's your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a 3-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being. Okay? It's a bunch of little congregate cells. You're not a human till you're in my phone book. There. My hat is now in the political ring. Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Rush Limbaugh reminds you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard? I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one who sees that? Or no? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
you heard the Eddie Haskells doing Going Down. Before that, Coco Cobra and the Killers did I Need Sex. Cradle of Filth did Lord Abortion. Bill Hicks did two tracks from his incredible comedy CD, Rant in E Minor. The two tracks were Pro-Life and Rush Limbaugh. Peaches did Tent in Your Pants from her brand new release entitled Impeach My Bush. Beastie Boys did World Gone Mad. King Missile did Detachable Penis. Unknown Artist did What If God Smokes Cannabis. And started that set off with Buster Poindexter doing his tribute to Mel Mad Max, drunk anti-Semitic road warrior, with his song entitled Drunk. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver. And in addition to having a good goof on Mel, the racist drunk, we have also been acknowledging that there has been so much to celebrate: the freedom of René Berger, the release of the Iraq for Sale film, which is 1,000 times more worthwhile than Oliver Stone's new World Trade Center film. Mr. Scott, longtime friend of the Reverend and of the show, in major positive life changes after serious speed bumps. And there's more. If you're a longtime book burner, you probably remember the anarchist punk band who couldn't perform live because of the small studio space, but appeared and spoke, called Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. And when they came to an end, we also had a live solo appearance of Darren Deicide's blues kind of set. And he has two releases, including a brand new one, The Temptation and the Taboo, which is linked at ReverendBookburn.com, as well as the former label of Darren's, when he was in Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, which is Ever Reviled Records. Both are worth checking out. And both going strong, and that is most definitely worth celebrating, as well as two new releases at Alternative Tentacles, Jello Biafra's label. At AlternativeTentacles.com, you can get a brand new release from the original late 70s, early 80s first wave of Vancouver, Canada punk called The Subhumans, not to be confused with the British band called The Subhumans. And this Subhumans were friends. Some of them became members later of DOA, friends of DOA, and Jerry Hanna became one of the Vancouver Five prisoners, and for pretty much all of the 80s. Their first released Incorrect Thoughts is one of the greatest punk releases, period. And there's a brand new release by the Subhumans, which is on a piece of paper that used to be directly in front of me. The new Subhumans is New Dark Age Parade, and that's at AlternativeTentacles.com. And a brand new recording by Blowfly. And if you're a regular book burner, you've heard Blowfly enough times. There's a brand new Blowfly in which he desecrates in his own obscene manner all the punk classics. It's called Blowfly's Punk Rock Party. And he rips into the Ramones, the Stooges, the Clash, Black Flag, Jello Biafra, Circle Jerks, The Offspring, Billy Idol, Devo, and Turbo Negro. And that's also at AlternativeTentacles.com. All right, so we're celebrating all these new records, this new iraqforsale.org video, The Reverend Being at radio4all.net, thanks to Flock with No Shepherd, and let's see, there's another cool thing happening. There's a lot of these Master Betathon fundraisers that are on the West Coast. So during the month of May, when we acknowledge National Masturbation Month, and we tell you about the events that are organized and implemented by the Dark Lady and Carol Queen and Laura Riscoll and their associates, they're usually on the West Coast, but now, not exactly in Philadelphia, but fairly close in D.C., you can check them out in the month of September. If they're not on their web pages, write to me and I'll forward you the promos. But Dark Lady is at darklady.com. Carol Queen is from Center of Sex and Culture. Lost Touch with Laura Riscoll. But the Master Betathon is masturbate-fun.org. And again, if you're not updated, write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll forward to you the East Coast and Washington, D.C. Master Betathons that are forthcoming. And one final thing to celebrate before playing our last set of tunes is the fact that the Timothy Leary book that is forthcoming from Barricade Books at barricadebooks.com is finished. Advanced copies are done. And that is called I Have America Surrounded by Barricade Books. As you know, if you've seen me ranting and raving for the last couple of months, there is a bogus, large, recent so-called biography. And last week's Asshole of the Week has been promoting it and kind of joining in on the bashing at two, not one, but two at least, alternative and progressive news websites. Well, that shit now has an alternative. This, a legitimate recent Leary biography of the absolutely incredible, a joy to have met him, Dr. Timothy Leary, is coming out on Barricade Books, barricadebooks.com, entitled I Have America Surrounded, and it is finished. And there will be a review in an upcoming issue of High Times magazine by Paul Krasner. All right, Melly Mel, we hope you like the songs we've been playing for you. We're going to play another one for you. This is by the Asylum Street Spankers. And all their stuff is great. They're at asylumstreetspankers.com. And you can get t-shirts, spanking paddles, spankers, underwear, all their recordings, their DVD, and then some. This is from their Spanker Madness, in which pretty much every song is about reefer, except this song. And this is going to go out to our friend, the unrepentant Melly Mel. For Mel Gibson, this is the Asylum Street Spankers doing Beer.
Speed is a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat banana with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love beer. Get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from real beer. Tussin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, and caffeine only makes me mean. Up spray paint ain't so quaint. It gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass.
drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 bear. We love beer. Big drag, set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke's a joke, rather take a toke. Grab your broken and a choking with your brain cell smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice fine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and screw Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide up and on some nitrous oxide. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold bear. Bear, 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 bear. From pills, but mostly chill from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze at you. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene. Caffeine only makes me. Puff spray pain ain't so plain. It gets you headaches, makes you faint. Hatches the gas like a blast from my pants, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
shit been too long. I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlight turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off. I'm a cop killer. Thank you to me. Cop killer. Tonight we get even. Got my brain on high. Tonight I'll be all night. I got this long ass knife. And your night looks just right. And my adrenaline's pumping. I got my stereo pumping. I'm about to kill me something. A pig stop me for nothing. Cop killer, better you than me. Cop killer, fuck police brutality. I know your mama's grieving. Fuck her. Cop killer. But tonight we get even. Tonight we get even. Daryl Gates,
fuck the police.
For Rodney King,
fuck the police.
For my dead homies,
fuck the police.
For your freedom,
fuck the police.
Don't be a pussy,
fuck the police.
Have some motherfucking courage,
fuck the police.
Sing along.
Cop killer, cop killer, cop killer, cop killer, cop killer.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Cop killer.
Good choice.
Cop killer.
But tonight we get even.
I'm Russ the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids, say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Another good one. Sunday, August 27th, 2006, at RadioVolta.org. And relayed through ReverendBookburn.com and also channeled at RadioForAll.net. We have no runner-ups, but tonight our recipient is very special and deserving. He is the United States Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Alberto Gonzalez has been encouraging and stroking the glands of American Christian Taliban types such as the Family Research Council, Citizens for Community Values, and other smaller-time assholes who are on a holy crusade. What is their holy crusade in this world of turmoil and problems and eco-death? To ban adult video from hotels. And these Taliban types are having a gathering in September in a hotel that they refer to as a clean hotel. And since Gonzalez has such an excellent track record of cracking down on porn, and I believe he's in the he's involved in the fight against extreme video, associates and similar really fucked up cases like that, we must acknowledge that U.S. Attorney Alberto Gonzalez, you are deservedly asshole of the week. Definitely enough of that sound. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, Al Franken impersonating Rush Limbaugh did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue, Body Count with Ice-T did Cop Killer, The Cramps did Bikini Girls with Machine Guns, Red Cross did Love Doll Superstar from the soundtrack of the independent film of the same name, and started off with another dedication to Mel Mad Max, Road Warrior, racist, swerving dirtbag Gibson. Another dedication. This one was from the Asylum Street Spankers. We started off with Beer. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver. It has been a blast, and we will not be here next Sunday night, but we'll be returning on September 10th, and it will be an alternative presentation of acknowledging 5 years after September 11th, which, despite the propaganda and the political and religious groups exploiting the event and the tragedy, does not mean to backlash and react and go the other way and turn into a monster, some kind of dipshit like Ann Coulter, or lose your sensitivity or humanity, but it means to keep an even sharper perspective. There will be a show on September 10th marking the 5-year anniversary of September 11th. No insensitivity, but also no putting on blinders. We oppose terrorism no matter who does it, which side does it. If a person kills civilians for politically motivated reasons, which is the definition of terrorism, then that person, no matter whose side, is a terrorist and an asshole. And we will deal with that extensively and have a lot of great tunes on September 10th here at RadioVolta.org. Updates always at ReverendBookburn.com. Write to me, quail@sjcdc.org. I was abandoned by Mr. Ed, the engineer, in this pouring, pouring rainy night, but it seemed to go off without a hitch. The Reverend's want list will be updated at ReverendBookburn.com, but some items worth noting, if you can find them, are a DVD copy of Chords of Fame, children's book entitled Barbapapa's Ark, video copies of Merchants of Cool, Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, DVD copy of Damned in the USA, Linda Lovelace for President, He May Be Dead, But He's Elvis, one of the greatest movies in the world, King of Hearts, Ringo Starr's earliest films, one of them entitled The Magic Christian, and I'll just name the hard, the real hard to find stuff. David Peel's first or third album, produced by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, entitled The Pope Smokes Dope, the original. Thank you. And The Naked Truth, exposing the deceptions about the origins of modern religions. And let's see. And Cover Up, Behind the Iran-Contra Affair. And some stage shows, but I'll wait till we print all that shit up. It has been a lot of fun doing this themed show about Mel Gibson. I will be back in 2 weeks. Going to play a closing song and then get out of here. Let's play one by the Dropkick Murphys. I will see you in 2 weeks. This track is entitled We Got the Power. Good night.